Hello?
Hi, my name is Sam. I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied School Workers. And I would like to ask you a few questions about some concerned problems in our nation and local communities. So, by any chance, am I speaking with Michael?
Yes, you are. Who are you calling from, you said?
The name of the company is Opinion Research, and it's pretty much on behalf of our client. It's the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied...
International Union of Bricklayers.
Sorry?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, I'm listening to you.
All right. Thank you so much. So how many years have you worked in the masonry industry? Masonry, I'm sorry.
About 36, 37 years.
All right, thank you. Now, what is your primary branch of the trade?
It's PCC.
PCC, okay, thank you. And on the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, journey level mechanic, apprentice, finisher,
mechanic,
all right.
Yeah.
Now, yes or no, are you currently working on the trade?
Yes.
All right, thank you. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted work, over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
None.
All right. That's good. Thank you. Now, yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contraction over the past year?
No.
All right. Yes and no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
All right, thank you. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Oh, I don't know. It all varies. I don't know. It all depends. It's hard to answer that question. I don't know.
No problem. That's fine. Now, do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Maybe a little more, just about the same.
All right. Thank you. Now, yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
There was. Come back again.
If you consider that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
I would say yes, but... Members are going out, members are coming in, so some are going out and young ones are coming in. I would say yes, just about the same, or maybe we need some more.
All right, thanks for sharing. Now, and yes or no, thinking about the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union as any of them?
Was there what?
Was there a steward appointed by the union, any of them?
A steward, you said?
A steward, correct.
Yes.
All right. Now, and yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
Yes.
All right. Now, thinking about the last job on which you worked.
Anybody can ask me about work?
Do you know whether it was funded primarily through your state or local government, privately through the federal government, or do you not know?
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know about that.
No problem. Now, thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more?
Excuse me. Hold on. Hello. How long is that going to take?
Well, I'm trying to make it as fast as possible. It will depend on your answers.
Just how long, because I have things to do. I cannot sit on this phone. How long does it take? I just came in from work. I have to go shower and eat and stuff like this, and you're holding me up. How long is that going to take?
Like 10 minutes the most, sir.
All right. I'll give you 10 minutes. Let's go.
All right. Thank you. So again, so thinking more generally about the economic and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same or less unemployment than now?
I think maybe less.
All right. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that they, in the next 2 or 3 years, it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
I can't foretell the economy. I can't foretell that. That's a loaded question. I can't foretell that.
No problem. So switching gears a little here, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about this job? Would you say dust and air quality, COVID-19, fall risk, falling objects, heat or cold, language problems, or careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, or no real safety concern?
Nah, it's, how should I call it, falling and dust, and because you get silicosis from dust, and falling from heights. That's about it, basically. These are my main concerns.
Gotcha, thank you. Now, yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
Yes.
All right. Do you do it in person or online?
Union meeting. I just came from meeting right there. I do it in person.
All right. No problem. So for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 7 months or 12 months, I'm sorry, or not. So the first one is, have you participated in picketing? Yes or no?
Yes.
All right. Have you participated in union organizing?
Yes.
And have you participated in political canvassing?
In what?
A political canvassing?
No.
All right. Thank you. Moving on. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Regularly,
yes.
Occasional, or
yes.
Never?
Yes. Yes.
Occasionally or regularly?
Occasionally.
All right, thank you. Now, changing the subject to the word beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. So let me give you the options. You can tell me what's the first one, and you go until the last one. The options are radio, the internet, or social media, friends,
why
neighbors.
Do you want to know where I listen to my news from? Whose business is me listening to my news? I'm not answering that question. It's nobody's business where I get my information from.
Okay. Well, if you don't answer this question, we can now move on. So I appreciate your time anyway.
Thank you.
Have a good night.